Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And then he said, shining brighter than the noonday sun, and talking about the sun shining, and that sun, S-O-N, and in Malachi spelled S-U-N, but that Son of God is the healer. Say, he's the healer. He's in me. I can cause healing to manifest when I lay hands on the sick, when I give the command of healing, when I use my own faith for my own self to be healed. Shout hallelujah. And Jeffrey said that time he preached, I guess I never forget it. Is it true? Oh, yeah, it's true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's true. Hallelujah. It's true. And so we said in the poem, it says, shines brighter than the noonday sun. And then in Malachi 4, 2 and 3, Malachi 4, 2 and 3, he said, but unto you that fear my name, the Son of righteousness arises with healing in his wing. Say, ooh, glory. Come on. Say, ooh, glory. Say, ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Say, I have healing from the healer. And that's Jesus. Amen. Healing in his wing. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves in a stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked. Oh, there's power, power, power in the name of Jesus to tread down all wickedness. You know, we look at the world, and if we don't watch ourselves, they will act like, think like, talk like. There's so much power. You hear shootings and killings and all these kind of evil things, but none of that. Say, none of that. Come on, say, none of that is stronger than the Jesus in me. You got to know that. You got to have that understanding. I remember brought to mind, I went Saturday night to a 50th class reunion from Calhoun City. And one of the students that was in that class passed away a number of years ago. But he was a small child. And then they had another child in there that he was a big child. He was big, big, and he was tall, big, for an eighth grader or seventh grader, whichever it was. And so that boy got picked on. But this particular day, I don't know what was going on. When I saw it, he jumped up out of his seat, and he said, I ain't scared of you because you bigger than I am. I ain't scared of you. What are you saying? Devil, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, resist him and he will what? Flee from you. And Brother Hagin said that means he'll run as in terror. Say, take off, devil. Say, take off, devil. Take off, devil. Take your darkness with you because I'm light. Light is here. Light is here. Light is here. I'm shining. And see, you can't do that by getting mad at every little thing that goes on, getting upset and all of that kind of stuff. You've got to let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify the Father. I won't get down there, but somewhere down in that poem it says that they will follow as they follow me by my deeds, my words, my life. They will be following Christ. How many people can you lead to Christ? How many people who are following you and they see Jesus in your life? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Say, I'm light. I shine brightly. Shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you tread down that good, for they shall be as ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord. What's that song we used to sing? He's under my feet. I ain't gonna sing it. He's under my feet. Yeah. And the devil can't rise up under the power of God. We've got to learn to take the authority that's ours. Say that. I learn. I work on it. I practice doing it. Taking the authority that's mine in the name of Jesus. You know, you can't do that without the word. You have to put the word in your heart. You have to put the word in your heart and the word will come out. Therese gave a testimony the other night. He said when he had that vehicle to hydroplane and all, what came out of his mouth? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because that is what was in him. What's in your heart? What's in your mind, in your mouth? You have to work on your thought life. You know, I catch myself trying going to thinking something that's not of God. And I stop myself, the Holy Spirit, my spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in me. And I said, God, that wasn't your thought, was it? So I won't allow myself to think that thought, even though I know what the thought was. Do you understand the difference? Do you remember me telling several years ago? It's been several years ago, but maybe I had been off sugar for 5 or 6 years then. And this particular day, the thought just came creeping in. I sure wish I had some ice cream. And I hadn't had any ice cream in that 5 and 10 years. I haven't had any ice cream in 12, 13 years now. And it started creeping in. But when I realized if I take that thought, then I might take the ice cream and revert back to where I got delivered from. I stopped the thought. I wouldn't allow myself to think the thought, even though I knew what the thought was. I hope you understand that. So every thought that comes to your mind, you don't have to think it, and you definitely don't have to say it. You better run it by Holy Spirit. You better run it by your spirit, which is entwined with the Holy Spirit. You better run it by the word. And if it's not of God, you resist that thought, and it's not yours. But now the thought that I'm light in this world of darkness, that's a God thought. Shout hallelujah. The thought that I can't do anything about a situation, that's not God. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's look at the next part of that says that we are shine brighter than the noonday sun, full of Holy Ghost power, or full of Holy Ghost fire that keeps the devil on the run. And we just got through talking about resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And if you're always in trouble, always whining, and he's just wrapping himself around you. He's just having himself a good time. He's having himself a heyday, and all his cohorts are, and they're ready to pounce on you again. But if you take the word of God, no matter what the situation is, no matter what he's come at you with, the word of God is more powerful than that. Amen? So we are full of the Holy Ghost. Let's look at Acts 1:8. See, the word is true. The word is clear. The word is what the word says. And I have to take the word for myself for being real. It's not just a book, a word in the Bible. Just not something in a book. It's not just something God said. And it's holy and it's righteous. It's something God is saying to me. Say, he's talking to me. Tell your neighbor, he's talking to you. Then everybody say, he's talking to us. Half of you didn't say that. He's talking to us. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and the othermost parts of the earth. He said, you shall be a witness. And down somewhere in this poem, that's what I said, a witness. Yes, that's what I am. I preach this gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to tell somebody who Jesus is. I would rather be picked at now and, you know, you grow to that. And laughed at and cast down than to have the word of God in my heart, in my mind, in my mouth, and then allow somebody to go to hell because I wouldn't say what the Bible says to say. Amen? Amen. You remember Brother George said he was in Jackson and this lady bought his breakfast or something and said, she said, I ask God every day to show me somebody I can do something good for. And we've got to get to the point where we ask God every day, lead me to a sinner. Give me the words to say that I can preach this gospel. And we don't have to try to make any formality and thing. We yield to God and just say what God says to say. The way God says to say it. He knows the person. He knows the person he's led you to. He knows what they need to hear. Say, I preach this gospel to the lost. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.